Alaska's only state-run psychiatric hospital is an unsafe place to work. That's the finding of a report by an independent investigation commissioned by the state of Alaska. At a press conference in Anchorage today, Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth said the state took up troubling allegations about the facility last March.
To look at concerns of workplace safety and claims of retaliation at Alaska Psychiatric Institute, API.
The state hired a private law firm to investigate three main issues: whether API employees are safe at work, whether there is retaliation by management against employees, and if the facility is a hostile work environment. Attorney Bill Evans wrote the report after conducting confidential interviews with current and former staff, as well as reviewing past surveys and investigations of API. As recently as last year, state labor officials found a number of safety violations at the facility. Evans' own conclusion is that several factors make it dangerous to work at API.
So I focused my report primarily on finding those underlying reasons that may be affecting safety in the workplace, things that could be controlled perhaps by the administration.
The report cites nearly a dozen factors hindering employee safety. They include problems with scheduling, inadequate training for entry-level employees, insufficient programming for patients, no intensive care unit, and a lack of consequences for patients who physically assault staff. Evans also investigated claims of retaliation against employees who raise safety concerns and that API is a hostile work environment. He did not find sufficient evidence that either charge is happening in a systematic way, though conceded there are individual incidents that might have contributed to that perception. By some measures, API has roughly half the number of beds that the state needs. Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson says more than a decade ago, when the facility was built, the intent was to replace institutional care with community-based resources. But Davidson says that hasn't happened.
Anytime you have a demonstrated need of 160 beds and you instead end up with a facility that has 80, it's just a matter of time before those problems are going to come to the forefront.
Davidson says her department and the Walker administration are taking a number of immediate steps to improve the situation. They're raising wages for nurses to make the job competitive with nearby hospitals. They're also partnering with other state entities to examine how to fund more treatment beds. If the Walker administration remains in place after the November election, it will make new requests for legislative funding for facility improvements, more staff positions, and more treatment spots.